10 years ago, 18 women in Bloomington came together to form Women Writing for a Change. Over the decade, the group has grown to comprise various circles, classes, and outreach programs. Some women go for the writing, some go to listen, some go to strengthen their voice, but all come out with a stronger sense of community. Working with the WFIU Arts Desk, IU journalism student Anu Kumar brings us this story.
Beth Lodge-Riegel remembers a time before Women Writing for a Change.
There were a group of women in this town that were feeling hungry for a place where women could go to share their stories and tell the truths of their lives and explore writing in its many different forms.
That was in 2004. A couple Google searches later, Beth stumbled upon the original Women Writing for a Change group in Cincinnati, Ohio, which got its start in 1991. She decided to start a chapter in Bloomington.
I could only think of it as a project when it started 10 years ago. So let's see what this is. And it did start as a single circle, and quickly people began to resonate with the way that we bring people together around their writing.
Beth is a songwriter and has always loved writing, but the circle's more than just improving your writing, she claims. There are many different writers' workshops around the country that already focus on that. Women Writing for a Change is also about sharing stories with others and growing as a group.
Not a protector, but a prison.
That's the sound of women sharing readback lines. As someone is sharing their piece out loud, the members of the circle write down particularly memorable lines. Readback lines are the stuff that sticks with you.
A guy named James Pennebaker, who from the University of Texas, started research around what it means to write with another person, or share your writing, take it from the personal to the page, then through your voice, by reading out loud or sharing it with someone else. It's not just the writing it down on paper, but it's the saying it out loud and having it witnessed by another person.
I was not allowed to record women sharing their personal stories during the read-around for confidentiality reasons. But these women shared stories of getting older, struggles and abuse within families, and finding their voice. The stories they shared induced both laughter and tears. 8 years ago, the group decided to share the benefits of the writing circle. Women Writing for a Change started an outreach program at the Monroe County Correctional Center for the women on the inside. These bi-weekly writing circles are open to women from the lowest security blocks. Kristalina Hendricks used to participate in the writing circle when she was incarcerated. I spoke with her at a community center in Bloomington.
Well, when I first went, it was mainly for the pen and paper so I could write home. And then, I was like, man, I don't want to put out how I feel around a bunch of people I don't know. And it was cool at first. You get to see how other people feel, if you can relate to, their story or whatever.
She recalled how important the writing circle was for her while serving time for a criminal trespass, invasion of privacy misdemeanor. It gave her something to look forward to.
When you actually sit and think and you're like, hold on, I do have a lot of ideas I can put down. So then it starts to flow and you realize a lot about yourself too. You realize things that you didn't know about yourself until you actually start putting it on pen and paper and you're like, okay, cool, I'm realizing things about myself and other people. Yeah. And it's something real cool that you can figure out.
I wasn't allowed to record in the correctional center either, but I was allowed to join with pen and paper. The circle takes place in a classroom, complete with a chalkboard, map, and calendar decorating the walls. We set up chairs in a circle, I sharpen pencils, and one of the volunteers stacks notebooks in the middle of the floor on top of a printed sheet. Like the women at the read-around, the women in jail also share stories of loss, regret, and moving forward, laughing and crying, sometimes simultaneously. Krista remembers how the writing group relieved everyone's stress.
Well, you go to that circle, and you can just kind of get everything out on paper, like what your tensions was or what your problems are with somebody or just yourself, and it kind of brings the tension down because then everybody releases everything that they had to say, and it's not a fight, it's not back and forth, it's an open area where you can let everything go and you're not judged by it, you're not fighting with somebody, and then you get out of there and you're like, okay, I'm refreshed, I don't have to fight about this now because it's all taken care of.
Krista always knew she liked to write, but the circle helped open new doors for her.
I realized, I can put stuff together, I put stories together and stuff like that, and I realize a lot about myself, and I get in less trouble now because I'm like, look, I have something else that I can do and I'm not going to get in trouble for it now. And it makes me feel just as good as going out and getting high. I think if I wouldn't have the writing circle, I don't know where I'd be right now, actually. I could be dead. I could be out getting high right now.
There is a common thread for many of us.
That's Beth again.
There's something about the fact that so many women, and myself included, change their voice in the presence of men. That they alter something to be more acceptable in that setting, to be clever enough or smart enough.
That's why the group preserves its all-women environment.
We still deal with the voices of diminishment from our culture.
There are online blogs, spaces to share our stories. There are 12-step programs where people support one another on the path to recovery. Does Women Writing for a Change speak to an otherwise unfulfilled need in the community? I asked a few women at the read-around.
And what would it be like for it not to exist? I mean, it would be a horrible tragedy. I cannot imagine my life without the circles and the women and the space here. There's nothing better. It's the best part of Bloomington.
This is just such an open space to say anything. It's almost like therapy. And I cannot imagine it not existing here in Bloomington to give women a voice.
At the end of the read-around, it's a tradition for the participants to join their voices together in music. Both inside the correctional center and outside, the women close the circle with this song. For WFIU Arts, I'm Anu Kumar.
IU journalism student Anu Kumar worked with the WFIU Arts Desk for that story.